King County is jumping on the bandwagon for a higher minimum wage, but it's only focused on the county's own payroll. The county council is planning to take up the issue today. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Baltimore did it first 20 years ago. Now, at least 150 cities and counties have so-called living wage policies. These measures raise the minimum wage for government workers and contractors. $11 to $13 an hour is typical. So, what's taken King County so long?
I asked that myself.
That's County Council member Rod Dombowski.
I don't know why. All I know is that it's time for King County's inaction to end on this particular policy area.
He's sponsoring a motion that would create a living wage policy for King County. Dombowski says nearly all county workers are already paid at least $15 an hour, so no huge change there. But he's more concerned about all the work they contract out, like to staff homeless shelters or to pave county roads. Contractors may pay their workers far less.
And it just seems to me that it's not fair or just to have folks who are working for the county, either directly or indirectly, and receiving taxpayer monies, not be paid a living wage.
A living wage is supposed to allow someone to cover their basic costs without public assistance, and then also have a little left over for emergencies. There's no dollar figure proposed yet for the county's wage, but local experts have suggested anywhere from $13 to $17. Dombowski expects the full council will vote Monday to create a policy. Some next steps would be to nail down its scope and come up with the actual wage. He's hopeful the council will pass a final measure by Labor Day. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.